Welcome, and thank you for joining us for today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread on the 26th of December, 2023. The Bible reading today is Luke 2:15 to 20. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. Today's article, titled "The Day After Christmas," was written by Sheridan Voisey. After all the joy of Christmas Day, the following day felt like a letdown. We'd stayed overnight with friends, but hadn't slept well. Then our car broke down as we were driving home. Then it started to snow. We had abandoned the car and taxied home in the snow and sleet, feeling blah. We're not the only ones who felt low after Christmas Day. Whether it's from excessive eating, the way carols suddenly disappear from the radio, or the fact that the gifts we bought last week are now on sale half price, the magic of Christmas Day can quickly dissipate. The Bible never tells us about the day after Jesus' birth, but we can imagine that after walking to Bethlehem, scrambling for accommodation, Mary's pain in giving birth, and having shepherds drop by unannounced, Mary and Joseph were exhausted. Yet, as Mary cradled her newborn, I can imagine her reflecting on her angelic visitation, Elizabeth's blessing, and her own realization of her baby's destiny. Mary pondered such things in her heart, which must have lightened the tiredness and physical pain of that day. We all have blah days, perhaps even the day after Christmas. Like Mary, let's face them by pondering the one who came into our world, forever brightening it with his presence. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, I praise you for entering our dark world, forever brightening my days with your presence. Amen. Thanks for listening today. My name is Roger, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.